in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. You know that the last few days we celebrated the Feast of the Cross. We celebrated for 3 days. It was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I'd like to congratulate all of you as our church here that we are proud of and belonging to is named after the Holy Glorified Cross. Actually, the church celebrates the cross twice per year. One in Tut, which is the first Coptic month, and another one is Baram Het, which comes usually during the fasting, the great fasting. So the church arranged that we have another feast for the cross in order to celebrate it with the joyous tune during this time of the year. Actually, I'd like to speak about the cross as a ritual, because many churches, they do not hold the cross or sign themselves with the cross or put the cross on their churches, or they do not celebrate the cross. And they look at the cross, it was a tool, just a tool used for crucifying Jesus, and a tool which like he used to make the salvation, but they do not consider the cross as a sign. I know that they consider a cross the cross, and we acknowledge it, but not as a sign. Why do we sign ourselves with the cross? This is part of many ritual differences between the churches. We, as an Orthodox church, we get our teachings from 3 sources. The first source is the Bible. The second source is the tradition. The church tradition, not the tradition of people. Don't think that the word tradition means we are Egyptian, so we came with our traditions. And from Mexico, they came with their tradition. No, this tradition means the verbal or oral teachings of the apostles. They received from Christ, they delivered it to the apostles and their disciples, and so on until we received it and kept it till now. And actually, this is part. And the third source of teaching is the ecumenical councils. And we acknowledge 3 ecumenical councils. The Council of Nicaea, Ephesus, and Constantinople. I'd like to speak about some rituals and the differences between our church and other churches in very short time. The most important differences are about these rituals. Venerating the cross, facing the east, as you see, sanctuary and altar. Most of the other churches, they don't have a sanctuary. They do not consider altar or a sacrifice. Using the incense, lights and candles, pictures and icons. I'll speak about one thing and we can continue this series later on. Veneration of the Holy Grail. Why do we consider the cross? And we glorify the cross and use it. Manifestations of veneration. Number one, we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross before and after prayers. We start the prayers with signing ourselves with the sign of the Holy Cross. We sign the food before eating with the sign of the cross. So this sign makes everything purified. We also use the cross to bless people or clothes or houses or anything we want to do before we use it. We raise the cross on our churches. We wear it as necklace and we hold it in our hands. This is the manifestation. We celebrate the Feast of the Cross, and we use it in all processions in different churches occasions. We have a big cross here, so the cross should be in front of all occasions, whether it is wedding or funeral or procession around the church or outside the church. We use the big sign of the church, the big church, before the processions as our sign and our flag. The emphasis of the Lord himself on the cross. I'll tell you three verses. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. This is another chapter, Matthew 16. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Luke 14, and actually we read this part yesterday in the liturgy. We come to the apostles, especially St. Paul. 1 Corinthians 2:2, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Actually, he chose this word as character of Christ, Jesus Christ, and didn't use any other description of Christ. He didn't say He didn't say like incarnated or resurrected. He chose this word because this is very important event in the life of Jesus Christ, crucified. It's repeated again, we preach Christ crucified. One more time. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord. So we carry it and we glory. And it is our glory to carry the cross in our hands. Meanings of the cross. Cross reminds us what God's love for us. It's a sign of love. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And this is a very important chapter in the Bible. Isaiah 53, verse 6. This chapter speaks about crucifixion and burial of Jesus Christ in detail. God demonstrated his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. So this is the sign of love towards us. Other meanings of the cross, when we make the sign of the cross, we profess that we belong to the crucified. If I am carrying this cross, so this means that I belong to him. If I sign myself with the cross, I belong to the crucified. I'm not ashamed of him, but I'm proud to being follower of the crucified. Every time we make the sign of the cross, we profess our belief in the Holy Trinity. We say in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the Trinity. And we concluded by saying one God, amen. So this is one of essential beliefs and dogma of our Christianity. Our belief in the Holy Trinity, who is one God forever, by saying the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Man is not spirit and mind, but he also has senses that should sense the cross through tangible means. Yes, we understand and we think by our minds, but what about other senses? If you use more senses, the meaning will come more clear and fixed. You remember when we study, the more senses you use in studying, the more you make like it's fixed in your brain. Some people that just read with their eyes. Some people read and say. Some people read and say and write down. So the more. For this reason, the church uses something you can smell, and you can touch, and you can kiss, and you can eat, and you can sense it with your senses, because we are humans with bodies. In making the sign of the cross, we profess our belief in the incarnation and in the redemption. These are two big dogma in the church. Incarnation, because we say that in the name of the Father, the Son. So the Son came down to the womb of St. Mary and moved us from the left to the right. This is the redemption. Moving from the rejection to the acceptance. Left is rejection, right is acceptance. He descended from heaven to earth and transferred us from the left to the right. making the sign of the cross is beneficial religious teaching to the children. I think this is the first thing we teach the children, and they copy us. And usually something funny, that when we cross ourselves before the children, they copy us wrongly. Instead from left to right, they make it from right to left. So intentionally, sometimes if I'm giving lesson to the kids, I cross myself like this. Holy Spirit. So they copy me in this way, and they learn. I know that I'm making it wrongly, but in order for teaching purpose, it's okay. Yeah, note this when you teach your kids. The sign of the cross gives us power. And you know many stories about this. The power of the cross itself, it can make miracles, just the sign of the cross. You know St. George, when they offered him like a cup full of poison, and he crossed the poison with the cross, and he drank it, and nothing harm happened to him. And they tied his hands behind his back, and he said to them, from where you want me to start, from this side, or this side, or this side, or this side. They didn't understand that he is signing the cup with the cross, and he drank the poison and didn't harm him. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The foolish people, they think with their minds, but we have the mind of God. So we think with the mind of God, and in the mind of God, the cross is strength, is power, not weakness at all. So for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The sign of the cross is the sign of victory over Satan. You know, Satan, he fears the sign of the cross. And I'm sure that most of you saw the people who can cast out demons. They usually use two things, a cross and a candle. Because the cross is the sign which the devil is afraid of. Because he remembers what's happening for him on the cross. He was tied on the cross. All the graces of the New Testament are derived from the cross. That's why the clergymen use the cross in giving blessings, signifying that the blessing does not come from them, but from the cross. You usually see that Abuna or Sayyidina is carrying the cross always in his hand. The cross reminds us with the perfect obedience and submission shown from Son towards Father. Sometimes we don't understand this part. Why we say about the Son is obedient. Why he obeyed? Because he emptied himself from even his own will. So obedience comes from emptying myself from my own will and following the will of another person. The cross also reminds us with the Lord's second coming. Why? Because then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the heaven. This is what God, that what Jesus said at the end of Matthew 24, he speaks about the second coming. He said, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. What is this sign? What do you think the sign of the Son of Man? The cross. By this we finished the part of the cross. Next time we'll speak about facing to the east. And the glory be to our God forever. Amen.